Hello and welcome to Pope Francis' General Audience of Wednesday. Every week on Wednesday, the Pope holds a public meeting called the General Audience, during which pilgrims and tourists who come to Rome have a chance of seeing and hearing him speak and also receive his blessing. The General Audience of April the 17th was held in the open in Rome's St. Peter's Square. It began with several aides reading a passage from the Gospel of Luke in several languages.
Then Jesus led his disciples out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Pope Francis delivered his main discourse in Italian. Various aides then presented him the language groups attending the audience and greeted him on their behalf. The aides then read summaries of the Pope's catechesis in various languages, including in English.
In our catechesis on the Creed during this year of faith, we now consider the article which deals with Christ's ascension. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
Partiamo dal momento in cui Gesù decide di intraprendere il suo ultimo pellegrinaggio a Gerusalemme.
St. Luke invites us to contemplate the mystery of the ascension in the light of the Lord's entire life, and particularly his decision to ascend to Jerusalem to embrace his saving passion and death in obedience to the Father's will. Two aspects of Luke's account are significant. First, before returning to the glory of the Father, the risen Jesus blesses his disciples.
Gesù è l'unico ed eterno sacerdote presso Dio Padre, dove intercede per sempre a nostro favore.
Jesus thus appears as our eternal priest. True God and true man, he now forever makes intercession for us before the Father. Second, Luke tells us that the apostles return to Jerusalem with great joy. They realize that the risen Lord, though no longer physically present, will always be with them, guiding the life of the church until he returns in glory. As we contemplate the mystery of the Ascension, may we too bear joyful witness to the Lord's resurrection, his loving presence in our midst, and the triumph of his kingdom of life, holiness, and love.
Pope Francis greeted the various language groups present at the audience. Before concluding, he expressed sorrow over Tuesday's violent earthquake of 7.8 magnitude that hit southwest Iran and southeast Pakistan, causing death, suffering and destruction.
Desidero manifestare al popolo iraniano e a quello pakistano la mia vicinanza.
I raise a prayer to God for the victims and for all in pain, and I wish to manifest my closeness with the people of Iran and Pakistan, the Pope said in Italian. The Holy Father concluded Wednesday's general audience, blessing all those present.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorum nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos Omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.